This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. Launching into the second hour of the program, as always, you're invited to take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype, so you can Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. We're going to come back around to a discussion about MDMA and some really interesting therapy that has been quite successful that even the FDA is acknowledging has been a tremendous success. So we started the show with that, but we got onto other topics because that's what we do here. It's an open phones discussion where you can call in and bring up anything you want. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Jay.
And Mark.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Last hour, we ended up getting onto a discussion about jobs, automation into the future. How many jobs are going to be replaced by machines? And does that mean that those jobs or the jobs that those people could have will no longer exist? Or are we going to, as ingenious, inventive human beings, come up with new jobs and new things to do?
I'd like to add a little comment to that. Yeah. That caller, Greg, had stated something about, you know, the wage gap and, you know, the people on the top of the food chain are making a lot more money than the people on the bottom, and that gap just keeps on getting wider and wider and wider. And it was like in 1975, it was like the average CEO made like 50 times more than the average like low man, you know, in a company like General Motors and stuff like that. I think that was a number. And then in like 1995, the number was that average CEO made 550 times more than the average like low man on the, you know, in the company.
Yep.
But I don't think the automation thing, like he was saying, really has anything to do with that. What I believe it is because of inflation, taxation, and regulation is, you know, keeping these big monster companies, you know, they're growing because they have this government protecting them. I mean, just like with the food processing, with all the regulations that come out in poultry, for example, that was introduced by the congressman from Georgia who happened to be from the district that the Tyson and Purdue companies, you know, are based out of. Literally, that regulation shut down all the mom-and-pop poultry producers throughout the nation pretty much very shortly because, you know, if you run a little home business in 1982 and you're butchering some chickens for the neighborhood and that's what you do or whatever, and you got to come up with $50,000 worth of, you know, improvements
because
of all the federal stuff, you're out of business. And, well, Tyson and Purdue, they already got that. So they just, you know, they basically inherit all this business, you know, almost overnight just because of legislation. And then we got...
And you can take a pay cut and go work for them.
Oh, yeah, right. And sure. And then you got the whole inflation thing. I mean, inflation is this tax in general, but inflation is this tax that people are very unaware of. They don't see. They don't understand. And Ron Paul, just Google Ron Paul on inflation. He explains it really the best.
Right. Inflation's where the government... They won't tell you what inflation really is in most government economics classes in high school.
Right. They'll, you just think it's raising prices.
They'll tell you that its price is going up. But inflation is actually the increase in the money supply, which tends to result in prices going up. So rising prices are a symptom of inflation for the most part, but that's not what inflation is. It's more dollars chasing the same amount of goods, so the price tends to go up. And so one of the things you're pointing out here is inflation is one of the things causing the wage gap. And one reason for that is because taxes generally – especially in a tax like inflation, which is a secret hidden tax because you don't know that it's happening. It's hitting the value of the dollars that you might have in your wallet or in your savings account or whatever, and it's destroying the value of those silently. It's very hard to track that. And so a person who is poor or person who is middle class is less likely to have as many investments as a wealthy person. So a wealthy person is making enough money generally on their investments to probably live their life and also to certainly stay ahead of the rate of inflation, right? So they've got all these different irons in the fire, and they're making money here and there and here and there. But the average person, you know, who doesn't have the wherewithal or the investment ability or the money to invest, they're just getting hit by inflation. Every year they're getting hit by inflation, or every week in a place like Venezuela, for instance. Every day almost in Venezuela they're getting hit by this. Their money is going less and less far. When they go to spend their money at the store, they're buying less and less with it. It's not as effective for them. Whereas, again, the rich, they can weather some of that storm because they've got all these investments that are helping kind of keep them afloat. And that helps create that wage gap that you're talking about, where the poorer and lower middle class people are getting hurt disproportionately because inflation affects everybody. But it affects poor people more. And the same thing's true of sales tax. You know, it's if you don't make a whole lot of money, then the money that you pay out when you go and buy things hurts a whole lot more than if some wealthy person is just, well, I'm going to buy a yacht or I'm going to buy, you know, whatever. They don't care. They've got enough money to pay the taxes. It's a drop in the bucket for them. But for a poor person, paying taxes is a brutal process. And when, that's the wage gap.
When a wealthy man buys a $2 million yacht, he's generally got a nonprofit set up that he makes a donation to that buys the yacht. And since it's his nonprofit, you know, who cares who owns the yacht, you know? And
then there's no tax.
Yeah, you don't pay the taxes on it. Oh, yeah, it's just like this happens all the time.
Right, because wealthy people have the resources to have the attorneys, to have the, you know, accountants who know how to do these things. And
it's those wealthy. And I don't think you and I even personally know anybody that of these wealthy people we're talking about, because it's these wealthy people that like are the ones that are pulling the, you know, the strings of Bernie Sanders and, you know, and all the other, you know, corrupt politicians out there. You know, I mean, who bought Bernie Sanders his R8, you know, his R8 Audi and his $600,000 or $1 million condo down there?
He didn't buy that for himself.
Well, I don't know, but you know, he's got these things. Maybe he did, but you know, where does he get his money from? He's just a senator. What's his pay a year? You know, $100,000 or something. You know, I don't know.
Well, right, there's benefits. People are
stretching his back, but it's not high six figures.
But anyways, he lives. You know, all these, you know, senators live beyond their paycheck.
$174,000 a year.
That's the salary.
That's what a senator's salaries of the United States Congress.
It's $100 a year for a New Hampshire state senator by comparison. Let me get to Stefan on the line here. He's on Skype. Go ahead, Stefan, calling from Ohio.
You guys were talking about automation and, you know, the idea of universal basic income. And whenever somebody talks about automation, I don't think it's going to become as prevalent a problem as people think. Because if nobody's earning money, how are people supposed to go out and buy these companies' products after they've automated all their workers out of business?
That's a great point. Right. It's a great question. I would. I've got a theory. Right. So life for poor people now in the United States is significantly better than it was 100 years ago. Right.
Yeah.
There are many things that are available to poor people that weren't available previously.
Phones, air conditioning, television. I mean, you go down the list.
Right, water.
I like to use the example of water fountains. So there are water fountains all over. Mostly they're unused, but they provide free water to people, and there's no regulation to it at all. It's just water fountains.
Oh, I bet you there's states where there's regulations around water fountains.
Not for the use of them. Like, there's no water fountain bureaucrat.
You don't need a license, is what you're saying, to use it. I see what you're saying. Right. Well, I thought you meant to place the water fountain.
I'm sure there's all kinds of stuff like that. I think that as the world gets more wealthy, there's going to be more things that are provided to the poor as time goes by. Because I do think people will be priced out of the marketplace. And I think those things will be, for one, I think 3D printer technology will be so prevalent and successful that you can print 3D printers with 3D printers. And once you can do that, essentially the only commodities that are left are the things
that go, plastic and metal,
the stuff that goes into 3D printers. And that stuff will be quite cheap. So therefore you'll have 3D printers that can make these panels and houses that fit together like Legos, that can make the solar panels that go on top of houses so that you can get energy and, you know, play your little gizmo that, you know, you look at your phones so that you can, you know, half of your day is gone. And you know, all the things that one might need to do.
But once, property tax.
Well, property tax. What's a house worth at that point? I don't know. I don't know the answer, but I think that the world's going to change, that automation will change the world dramatically, but it won't be this dystopian future where a few have all the wealth, and because wealth is just what it takes to survive. It's not money. It's just the things that you need to survive. And in today's world, it takes the form of money, but not... it wouldn't necessarily.
Stefan, hold your thoughts here. We'll let you respond and share more in moments. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. You can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
Attention, it is illegal to text and drive. So if you're experiencing hair loss and you want a permanent solution, please pull over now. Because an incredible offer that could give you your hair back is just one text away. Fosley is America's number one hair restoration expert, always pioneering the latest technology. And now, we're giving everyone who texts EZ77 to 543-543 an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable this permanent solution really is. Don't wait. When you text EZ77 to 543-543, we'll also give you a gift card for $250 off. Millions of men and women have come to Bosley for a permanent solution to hair loss. So pull over now and see for yourself how great your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit. Text EZ77 to 543-543. Plus, get a free gift card. This amazing offer is just one text away. EASY77 to 543-543.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
free to Skype on in here to join us. Skype username is lrn.fm. Should you wish to shop with Free Talk Live, you can help us out because you'll get the same great deals you're used to over at Amazon. It's just that when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com, then Free Talk Live gets a cut of the purchase. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Same great prices, same great, you know, shipping deals, all that. It's just you're entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a piece of the sale instead of all of it going to Amazon. So go to shop.freetalklive.com. As we go back to your calls and thoughts here, let's talk to or continue with Stefan. He's in Ohio. Go ahead, Stefan. You were calling about universal basic income.
Yes, and the thing is, you were talking about, you know, why do some people support the minimum wage increases and not universal basic income? The problem with that would be when you are working for minimum wage, you know, you're actually working for it and you're paying taxes. With nobody working to pay taxes, how can we afford universal basic income for the population?
Inflation.
What do you mean by just inflation?
Well, they'll just print money.
And they couldn't just do that now?
They could do it now.
And why do you think they would just magically do it? Because of you think they would magically do it just because jobs are becoming automated?
No, I don't think anybody's going to magically do anything. But right now, the people who want to have a massive welfare program known as universal basic income, this is the new, you know, term for it or whatever, these people are pushing that idea now because it's easier to push the idea. And what Mark was saying was that you saw some NPR debate thing where it turns out that even liberals who were watching the debate weren't persuaded.
I'm presuming they're liberals.
Oh, I thought they broke down the political beliefs
no,
of the audience.
No, they did not. But, I mean, we're talking about NPR and a show that was on NPR.
Okay.
So I'm just
well,
making
okay,
a presumption.
So what you're saying is whoever was watching wasn't persuaded.
It wasn't watching, Ian. They were in a room.
Okay. Whoever was in the room watching.
Right. Does that sound like a conservative activity?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not going to jump to any conclusions, but I see why you might jump to a conclusion there. But so what you were saying was the people who were watching that debate were not persuaded to go. Well, do you remember what the percentage of the audience that was persuaded?
No.
Majority was not, though, you say? Supermajority?
It was the change. It was the change that was important.
I see.
But as I recall, it was a supermajority that were not convinced.
They were not convinced.
Totally.
About universal basic income. So what we're seeing is people pushing this idea because they want to have massive welfare for people, and they see this as a way to persuade people to get on board with the program. It's a terrible idea, as I'm sure you agree. Anyway, go ahead.
But I've never heard, well, when you say that, I've never heard anybody who is a proponent of this idea say, well, we're just going to print more money. It's always something along the lines of, we need to tax those greedy rich people more. That's
right, but if the greedy rich people leave, then the option that remains is to print more money, right?
That would be the option if nobody worked, yes.
That's essentially what happens right now. If you look at what the federal government claims is a $20 trillion debt, that's just for the United States Corporation. If you take the debt, and there was used to be what's called this M3 report, and if you went on Federal Reserve Bank of New York website, whatever, I did it years ago, and I did it again, you know, some years later, and I couldn't find anything on it. But the M3 report basically calculated how much money, you know, was owed essentially to the Federal Reserve by, you know, each state, each municipal corporation, private debt, corporate debt, you know, commercial debt, whatever, had all these debts. And that number, like, in 06 or something, or 08, I don't even remember, was like $1.6 quadrillion. I mean, wrap your head around that number. It's a crazy number.
It's too big.
But
when numbers get too big,
right,
it's impossible to wrap your head around.
Even the $20 trillion, people got to understand that is only the federal government. That's not New Hampshire. That's not the city of Keene. You know, that's not the school department, the water department. That's not the debt that, you know, is on commercial, and that's not the debt in the housing market. There's this crazy amount of money that we can't even fathom that's already been created out of thin air. And the only way that money, what universal income will result here in the United States is a whole lot more bombs getting dropped on nations around the world, because as the U.S. dollar becomes more and more inflated, nations around the world are going to say, we don't want to participate in a dollar system. We don't want to use dollars. We don't want to accept dollars. And what happens?
And they'll force it on them.
And they'll force it on them. They'll bomb them. They'll, you know, they'll say they're terrorists. They'll
right. put it's the only thing they've got
them.
Left.
Right.
The only thing the government
left.
Has left is its currency, which is the world reserve currency. And the fact that the United States is the greatest producer of munitions in the world. And you put those two things together, and then you start taking away what they feel is rightfully theirs, i.e. the world reserve currency status, what do you expect to happen?
Desert Storm, Gulf War, Operation Iraqi Freedom. That's what happens.
Stefan, any other comments? Go ahead.
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to... Oh, I just now read the... call screening message here, James. You wanted to talk to Stefan.
Loser and liar.
Did you have something you wanted to say? Because I'm sure he's still listening.
Well, give them about 30 seconds.
All right. Well, then I guess you'll have to call in on your own. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That was James in Arizona, the man who has been known for issuing threats to you and your family, Mark. You've posted them on
you too. More
Facebook.
Than me.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
I'll make you sorry, Minister
He has
freedom.
Been doing it a little more recently. That's true. But anyway, I believe he has Stefan's phone number because Stefan has said on Off the Air Live that James has contacted him on multiple occasions. Maybe it was over Facebook or something, but in some way he has contacted Stefan off the air simply because he's been a regular caller to the Off the Air Live show or to Free Talk Live.
So. I've heard that James gets all kinds of calls from people.
Oh, is that right? Okay, yeah. I don't know anything about that. The toll-free number
I doxed him on Facebook and threw his telephone number out after he had threatened my family. With a quote, and then, you know...
I thought it was one of our listeners that found his phone number.
Yeah, it's not that I... Okay, I'm sorry. Listeners doxed him. I put the number out.
Gotcha. So anyway, that's what that was about. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We were talking about this universal basic income, the idea that the government is, at some point, if these people get their way, going to just start cutting checks or direct deposit or whatever to everybody in the country. Doesn't matter what their level of wealth is, they're just going to start receiving a check from the federal government.
Well, maybe they wouldn't give it to everybody. Maybe they'd only give it to the bottom 20th percentile.
Well, then it wouldn't be universal basic income in
it's
that
true.
Case.
It wouldn't be very universal basic income at that point.
So, you know, is there any kind of proposal that's actually being taken seriously, or is it just something that people are talking about in political circles? I don't know.
I heard on, I think it was on NPR, actually, that there was it could have been one of the LRN podcasts, too, that there was some country, some European country had in a certain area was actually had doing like a test deal of
yeah, it was one
basic
of the,
income.
Like Finland or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, one of those countries up there. I don't remember whatever happened about it, but like, you know, a lot of the people that were talking about it was like, oh, I don't think this is really necessary because, you know, they're going to just buy drugs with the money. You know, it was everybody's commentary.
Headline from the New York Times, why Finland's basic income experiment isn't working. This from about a month ago. Maybe we'll take a look at that and see what they say. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, because if it's the New York Times, they're probably not coming at it from a pro-freedom perspective. Free Talk Live.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now. Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial in toll free. If you want to join us here, the number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and you can Skype on in here at Skype, username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Jay,
and Mark.
Also, if you've got Bitcoin, you want to check out the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's Jax, JAXX.io is where you can go to get it. It's available for several different platforms. It's on your phone, if you've got an iPhone or Android. It's on Linux. It's on Mac. It's on, Windows as well. And there's browser plugins for Firefox and Chrome. So you can pretty much get access to multiple cryptocurrencies. It's more than just Bitcoin. It's Ether and Dash and a bunch of others through Jax, JAXX.io. There's Shapeshift integration. It makes it easy to exchange between currencies right there from within the app. It was created by Anthony DiOrio, who is one of the creators of or the founders of Ethereum. They made it easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax, and Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life on into the future. They've got big plans, including coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, JAXX.io.
So Jax has been having the 30 days of Jax that they're announcing on Twitter. And they've been created introduced token integration for Poet.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, co-found it Music Onomi. So, check that out.
Okay. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We can talk more about the universal basic income. The opinion piece at the New York Times says their experiment in Finland isn't working. We'll talk about why that might be coming up here. But first, let's go to Bill, listening in California in Lake Isabella to KVLI. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, that universal income scheme wouldn't work, you know, for the reasons you stated. But back in the 60s when I was in school, automation, they were talking about it back even back then. I grew up in Detroit, and by that time, a lot of the auto industry was already automated with robots in the 60s. And the result of that in the future, they were saying then, was that it was going to create more leisure time for workers. And it hasn't. People, it seems like people are working harder now. The people that have jobs are working harder. People that
well, sure, because when you get behind the ball of inflation, you have to work harder in order to make the same living that you made before, even though... And, go ahead.
And, you know, I came from a large family. My father supported all seven of us with his, you know, with his job.
Yeah.
I don't think one parent can support a family of seven anymore.
No now, way.
That's all but, because of inflation.
Yep.
Yeah. The 8-hour work week, that's the result of that's a kind of a relic from the World War II. President Roosevelt increased the work day from 6 hours a day to 8 hours a day, because the country needed to step up war production, and they just never brought it back down to 6 hours a day. So they should reduce the workday back down to six hours a day, and if that doesn't do it, maybe reduce the work week to 4 days a week. So you would have a 24-hour work week, which that alone would create...
Well, what's the point of that? I mean, why would you want a government to tell people how much they could work? What if I want to work more than 8 hours, you know, 8 hours
well,
a day or 6 hours?
I'm just talking about the people that are under, you know, that anyone can work as much. A person, you know, you can have a side job if you want. But before the government told people how much they could work, people work like 14 hours a day, 7 days a week,
right,
including children. Okay. So that's not all that bad of an idea that the government can.
Well, it is a bad idea if you're talking
children
about
still
forcing.
Work. They work in agriculture, which means that mostly white children don't have to work out in the sun, but you often, you know, Central American kids and that sort of thing do. Also, it's interesting. Child actors are excluded too.
It is a bad idea to force or mandate work week lengths onto people, because they should be able to work whatever amounts they want.
We're doing it now. We're not forcing people to work so many hours. What we're forcing is, well, you know, you could work for a company, but over 8 hours. In California, if it's more than 8 hours in a day, you get overtime. I don't know what it is in New Hampshire. I think a lot of states, if it's over 40 hours in a week, you get it.
Yeah, often companies will get around that by making contractors, you know, people contractors and stuff like that. But
or they'll just not hire anybody more than 35 hours a week, and they'll just hire on more people to keep. It's, you know, again, trying to mess with the market. The market's always going to find a way around the different roadblocks and barriers that the government puts up, as best and affordably as it can. But it just slows things down. It makes things more cumbersome, more difficult to run a business. People should be free to make decisions about how much they want to work, get jobs where they're, you know, if they don't want to work a whole lot of hours, where they're not required to, or they get a part-time job where they're only working 20 hours. I don't understand the desire to centrally plan all of people's jobs and, you know, how much they work. I don't get it.
Well, I think it comes from a misunderstanding, because in my opinion, the reason people are working crazy hours now, I know a lot of people work really hard, is literally because of inflation. Just like he has said, his father had raised seven kids on his salary.
Good luck raising one now.
My grandfather,
two.
My grandmother didn't have a job. Neither one of my grandmothers had jobs, actually, on both sides. My grandfather's worked, you know, regular whatever jobs. One worked for a light company, the other one was a business consultant. And, you know, what they brought home, you know, in 1 week, literally paid the mortgage, paid the property taxes, and, you know, the next week paid all the other things. And literally he could take about 30% of his income, both my grandfathers, and put them away and raise, you know, three or four kids, and mom didn't have to work. But today, because of taxation, I mean, if you look at the property tax on my grandfather's house, my one grandfather had been in the same house since like 71, and the property tax was like $82 in like 1972, and today it's $7,000. You know, it was a year and a half ago when I talked to him about this. And he, and just for example, even the income tax has gone up, the Massachusetts income tax has gone up, and then he got this whole inflation thing. I mean, when he bought a brand new car in 1971, you know, that car was like $2,200 for a loaded Oldsmobile, and today that same car is, you know, $50,000 or $40,000 or whatever. So it really comes down to the inflation. People have people shouldn't be regulated and told how much they can work, just like you say. But the reason they're working two jobs, mom and dad are both working jobs, is because that's what they have to do to meet all these burdens and
to have a lifestyle that they want.
To have a lifestyle they want. But just imagine if the average working man didn't have to pay this taxes he's paying. And then imagine if the money wasn't just in being inflated.
If it was sound money.
If we had sound money, if we had, you know, and it doesn't even have to be gold back. It just has to be sound. I mean, you know, Bitcoin, I think, you know, a lot of these cryptos are very sound money as far as I'm concerned. And if money was, and then when you got the Federal Reserve.
Imagine if money became worth more over time. That's what's happening with Bitcoin.
And that would be awesome, because I'm not spending much Bitcoin unless I got the cash to replace it, because I know that tomorrow, if I go buy tires today with cash, they're going to cost more tomorrow to buy with cash. But the tires I buy today with Bitcoin are going to be cheaper tomorrow if I pay for them with Bitcoin. It's just like solar right now. I was talking to somebody about solar. Right now is the cheapest time in history to, like, if you pay cash for your own solar panels.
It's going
to
get cheaper over time.
But tomorrow they're cheaper, so don't buy them today. Buy them tomorrow. You know?
Bill, go ahead with your response.
Okay. This isn't just an American problem. This is an international problem. I don't want to call it a problem, but automation is going on all over the planet. I agree with that other caller that called in and said that it's not going to do much good. You can have all the automation in the world, but if you have a world population that doesn't have any money to buy the product, then the whole thing will just collapse in upon itself. Okay?
Yep, that'll be a problem.
So that's why you got to find some way to put money in people's pockets. Okay.
And well, the way that money gets in people's pocket is when they work for it. You know, money just appearing in somebody's pocket out of thin air is going to debase whatever economy you have there. But if you want to comment further, Bill, hang on. We can bring you back and can get deeper into kind of the economics here.
I'm not able to verify the statement that the 40-hour work week came in, eight hours a day work week replaced 6 hours a day at World War II. I mean, it doesn't.
All right.
That's not
toll-free number
see.
Tonight, 855-450 free life. Freedom, 855-450-3733. Let's continue here on this universal basic income discussion. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-940-9829. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-940-9829. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0151. 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial in toll-free, you bring up anything that you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. You can Skype in here. Username for that is lrn.fm. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. Also, do want to let you know about Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. You can go and check it out for free online anytime over at victimlesscrimespree.com. And I think we're going to have a pretty special announcement coming soon. I don't know if I want to break the news without having Derek on to talk about it. But behind the scenes, we're working on a 5-year anniversary screening.
Special thing.
Of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. The 5-year anniversary is coming up in about 2 weeks, so I'm excited about it. We did an initial screening back in 2012 when the movie came out here in Keene, New Hampshire. This time we're going to go across the state to Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and we'll be having a screening. And we'll give you the details about that. If you're in the New England area, you're going to want to mark your calendar as soon as we get the date out there for that publicly, because it'll be free. All you have to do is just make the trip up and show up, and then you can come in and watch Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. And there'll be a Q&A session after that. So it's very rare that you'll get to see this movie projected on a big screen in real life in a actual theatrical kind of presentation.
And even more rare that you'd be able to see Derek J and ask questions afterwards.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So I'm excited about it. It's going to be presented very, very nearby Derek's new store, which is the Bitcoin Shop, and we've had him on talking about that. The first ever United States-based store where you can only pay with cryptocurrency. They will not accept cash. It's crypto only, so I'm sure we'll try to tie in some sort of
business. It's walking distance.
Yeah, it will be within walking distance.
It is within walking distance.
Yes. So stay tuned for more details on that. Meanwhile, you can check out the movie on your own. If you don't live in New England, it's probably not worth flying out here for or anything like that. But
be great.
If you're a huge fan, then it might be. It might be. So go to victimlesscrimespree.com. We go back to
It'll be an awesome day.
It'll be a nice evening for sure.
You'll get to check. You'll get to talk to Ian and I and Derek J and check out the new store.
I didn't know you were planning on going, but that's
I'm thinking about it. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Let's go to Bill. He's in, or back to Bill, in Lake Isabella, California. Bill, so you were calling in about this idea of universal basic income, and you seem to be kind of in favor of something like this, but I don't want to put words in your mouth, and you were kind of trying to make a point before we went away, so go ahead.
Yeah, just like I said, when I was a schoolboy back in the 1960s, when they discussed, you know, they were talking about the future, automation in the future, and that, if you know, the idea was that it was going to lead to more leisure time for the workers. Not much was said about how it was going to increase corporate profits or going to, you know, make wealthy individuals wealthier. I came from kind of an industrial town, and, you know, in that time period, so maybe that might have had something to do with it. I was in favor of a 24-hour work week, 6 hours a day for 4 days. What that would do is that one change right there would create many more jobs. I mean, as an alternative to just giving somebody, you know, $1,000 a month, you know, direct deposit, just to lay around on the couch all the time. So, you know,
but what good is creating a job that only exists because other jobs got cut? I mean, you're talking about taking somebody who's working 40 hours a week and cutting them down to 24 hours a week. That just means that you get to hire somebody else for another 15 hours or 16 hours a week, and now they've got a crappy little 16-hour-a-week job that they might not have had before, but good luck fitting those 16 hours in to the time where you have your other job, because 16 hours isn't going to be enough time to, you know, pay the bills, so you got to have another job on top of that. When you got more than one job, juggling the hours between the two jobs gets pretty complicated.
No, it wouldn't be like one person. It would be like if you cut the work week down to 24 hours, that may be you would have the extra 16 hours. It's spread out evenly. It's not one-on-one, if you know what I mean, okay?
I don't know what you mean.
And I'm not saying that, you know, like you're going to get a pay cut either. I'm saying, basically what I'm saying is pay somebody for a 24-hour work week, which you would pay them for 40 hours a work week.
So what you're saying is if I have a 40-hour a week or 35-hour a week job, because a lot of people got cut because of Obamacare, but if I have a job that's more than 24 hours a week, 35, 40 hours a week, that your plan comes in, I lose money, right? Like, because I'm getting cut.
No, I'm saying if you work 40 hours a week now and make $1,000 a week, okay, you get down there, you're making, you work 24 hours a week and you make the same $1,000 a week.
So what you're saying is prices would shoot up in that case. So you're saying I wouldn't be working as much.
But the thing is with automation, that's going to put a tamper on it, because automation is going to, that'll cancel out the prices shooting up, because the companies will be able to make the products cheaper with automation.
Yeah,
Sounds like really bad economics.
Well, yeah, it is bad economics. The problem is that people want labor to continue to increase in value, and the fact is labor is decreasing in value.
Mm-hmm. We're more productive than we've ever been.
Yes, we are more productive. The world is more productive than it's ever been, and it's doing it with automation. There are more, the United States exports more manufactured goods than it has ever in history, but has fewer manufacturing jobs than it has in decades. And the reason is because robots are making stuff and, you know, annoying people that are late for work and don't show up and get sick and all the problems that people bring, well, they're just not there anymore.
Robots make perfect welds every single time. They don't break.
They don't do
heroin. You don't have to x-ray them. They don't show up hungover. I hire people a lot on and off, and I hire people that aren't worth $5 an hour, and I got to pay them like 10 and 12.
Mm.
And sometimes it's like, man, I just would have got it done quicker if I didn't hire that guy. But when I was out in Colorado, I hurt my hand. I hired a couple of guys. I paid them $15 an hour, and they all did a fabulous job. And I gave them, I tipped them because they did so good. They were worth more than $15 an hour, you know, mm-hmm. to me. And they did a really good job. But the problem is as soon as you get government involved, more bureaucrats, more costs, more tax, you know, more regulation. And the problem is, one point you might be missing is right now with the 40-hour work week, the average American family on a 40-hour work week is literally underemployed. They're not making enough money. Not the average, but many folks on their full-time 40-hour job are just not making enough money. I got a friend, he works 45 hours a week, and he's delivering pizzas for Domino's on Fridays and Saturday nights. And
well, Domino's should just double his pay, which is what Bill's basically proposing here.
Right.
Just double the pay of everybody and cut their hours down.
He works at a Dunkin' Donuts during the week, his regular job, and then he goes and works for Domino's. And he works like 60 hours a week to, you know, feed his kids, pay his rent, pay taxes. I said to him the other day, I go, hey, if you didn't have to pay any taxes, would you have to work a second job? He's like, oh, I could just only work the second job if I didn't have to pay taxes, is pretty much what he said to me.
Sure.
So that's the problem.
Taxes have gone up in the last several decades. See, that's a big part of it. I know that President Reagan, my check stubs went up when he raised Social Security taxes and then introduced a separate Medicare tax, which astronomically it made my Medicare Social Security more than my federal taxes was.
Medicare existed under Reagan?
Reagan did that, yeah.
So it sounds like you're feeling a little burdened by the taxes, so maybe you agree with us that taxes are also part of the problem?
Oh, I certainly do. I never said they weren't.
Okay, so we will agree on that. But the problem is when you're demanding that these businesses pay their employees more for working less, you're going to force them to do that, right? That's the plan here? The government's going to force people?
Anyone has a right to work anywhere they want to, okay? But the thing is to compete, these companies will pay more money because they'll lose their workers. That's what happened to Ford back in the 100 years ago. He was losing his workers.
So you're saying that you believe that companies should do this on their own volition, that they shouldn't be forced to do it?
Henry Ford did it. Henry Ford doubled all everybody's pay. They told him he was crazy. It made him the richest man in the world.
If you can convince people to do it on a voluntary basis, then I say good luck. And I'm not in favor of using the government to do it, but it doesn't sound like that's what you're calling for. So that's good.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I mean, you know, you can't just be a complete skinflint on everything. Okay.
Absolutely.
No, you got to pay for good labor. You got to pay for people that know what they're doing. And
I'm a home builder, and I pay guys. You know. And you had to pay a guy what he's worth because if I try to get by on cheap, it costs me more money in the long run.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. But yeah, that's something that business owners need to learn on their own through trial and error, not through the government coming down and forcing it on them. It sounds like we agree on at least that much. Bill, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Now, of course, the economics won't allow for what he's proposing to happen, because if you increase the amount of money people are being paid and cut their hours, you have to then increase the price of the product or service that you're providing, which makes you less competitive in the marketplace.
I don't think I go for the 24-hour work week thing. Here's the reason. It would be really nice to have more time for video games and drinking or whatever it is that people might want to do in that period of time. But
you won't have more time because you're going to have to get another job.
The notion is you'd have enough money.
But you wouldn't, because the price of everything would go up.
Well, if some philanthropist employer just made it so that everybody could have a living wage and work 24 hours a week.
And had no competition with which would, you know, drive his prices down. More coming up here in moments. 855, 450, free. This is pie in the sky economics here. It's nonsense. More coming up. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you, like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.